Last week, we asked the question, is there something going on in residential market? And sometimes when we talk about home financing, we are and try to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Well, how can you not talk about home improvement without the biggest thing that gets you in the home, which is money and mortgage? So occasionally, yes, it does come up. And is it a crash coming or is it possibly the best time for all of us to invest? And we had to touch base with our financial advisor, Galaxy Lending, Mr. Harold Perkins. Is there more to the story or is this just business as usual and all's well in the beautiful Arizona Saturday morning?
Well, it makes sense to look at investment properties right now. Home prices are still relatively low. Rents are way up. It is more expensive to rent now than it has been in years and years. And interest rates are really low right now. So that is the perfect combination for investors. If you can purchase a home at a lower price, finance it at a lower interest rate, and get a higher amount in the rent, it's a good investment. So that's why we're seeing such a push on investors in the real estate market.
And for somebody who doesn't have a big investment portfolio, just our average listener like us, if you were going to get a second home, how does a second mortgage work? I mean, there's an equation that your home mortgage should never be more than 35 or 40% of your monthly take home.
Well, with an investment property, with purchasing an investment home, a lot of people are concerned with the cash flow. And so not so much a percentage of your income, but is your mortgage payment going to be covered by the rental income that you're going to receive from the tenant? And in most cases, the math works out that if you put a 20% or 25% down payment on the investment property, regardless of the price and regardless of your income, 20 or 25% down, the rent is likely going to be about the same as your mortgage payment, if not more.
Which is great if the home's in great condition. If the investment property is a money pit that you're constantly having to dump additional funds into, it could be a long time before you're starting to see a return on your investment.
Well, of course, buyer beware. And as an investor, you want to do your inspections and make sure you know what you're getting into before you purchase the property. But in an average maintained home, something that's not necessarily that money pit, especially in the Phoenix area, it makes sense. The rent is going to be more than your mortgage payment as long as you've got the sufficient down payment.
In Wednesday's edition of the Wall Street Journal, it talked about mortgage debt hits record high. Are we about to see the next cycle of economy and more potential investment properties becoming available through foreclosure?
It is something to keep an eye on, that's for sure. I don't think it's nearly as bad as the bubble that we saw in 07 and 08. Just some of the loan programs that were available back then that led to the crash are just not available now. But there is a loosening of guidelines. There is a loosening of money where it is becoming easier and easier to finance. And we're seeing a lot of investors jumping into the market. And so as those investors jump into the market, and especially some of the ones that maybe are less experienced or maybe bit off more than they could chew, maybe we do start seeing more properties going back on the market, more foreclosures happening because of it.
So best advice is just don't lose your head.
Stay within your means. Be prepared that if you do decide to purchase an investment property, have the reserves available to cover the mortgage payment in case your property's vacant for a month or two. Have the reserves to do the repairs on the property as repairs come up.
Recently, I read an article about an alternative way for banks and lending companies to check credit scores aside from FICO. And
yes, there are like many different models for credit score. The one most commonly used by mortgage is the FICO score. It's the one that we're all familiar with from the three major bureaus. Some of the alternatives are already being used by auto loan companies, by credit card companies, that kind of thing. Ultimately, the bottom line on it is what the banks are looking for, regardless of the type of score, is if in general you're paying your bills on time, if in general you're staying current with your liabilities, that's all they're trying to determine in the qualifying, is how likely are you to repay the new loan.
Well, we appreciate it. That's how Howard at Galaxy, Harold at Galaxy Lending, and the mortgage debt record, it has now eclipsed the 2008 peak.
And investors are buying homes faster now than ever. Even back in the flipping craze of 2006 mm-hmm. and 7, they're buying them faster now. So read your own tea leaves and decide what that means. And like Harold says, don't overextend yourself.
Don't overextend yourself. We don't need to go through that again. And if you, it's going to be interesting to see what it's going to do to first-time homebuyers. But the good news is Arizona is still relatively on the low end of affordability as on a national scale. So that's one thing we've got going for us.
And one thing he's not talking about are short-term rentals. And I know that the Arizona legislature is relooking at that too.
Yeah, and I think the community of Sedona is driving that. They're just fed up with every other house on the block being VRBO filled with partiers that are compromising their quality of life as year-round residents.
Well, we will be back next Saturday, 7 to 11. If you have questions in the meantime, RosieOnTheHouse.com, R-O-S-I-E, OnTheHouse.com. And it was a morning dove was the correct answer, not... So we'll pick a random right winner and send you to the LA versus Diamondbacks game Friday, August 30th.